MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 15, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Beverly-based FEMA members headed to Hawaii. Vigil held last night in Salem for missing woman.
I'm Bill Newell, and later on in sports, we'll have updates on the Red Sox, Patriots, and we'll hear from Saugus football coach Steve Cummings. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Looking forward to that. Rain today, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:42 a.m. and 11:46 p.m. Two members of the FEMA search and rescue team that is based in Beverly are heading to Hawaii following the state's deadly wildfires. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that the Beverly team includes about 200 volunteers, with many of the team members being police, firefighters, doctors, paramedics, engineers, and canine handlers. A vigil was held in Salem last night at Riley Plaza in memory of the missing 22-year-old Nayel Neves. WFXT-TV is reporting that dozens of family and friends were on hand for the vigil. Her boyfriend, 23-year-old Pablo Vincente, recently pleaded not guilty to a murder charge in connection with her death. The McCarthy Elementary School in Peabody has a new playground. The Daily Item reports today that the K-5 school also serves some 130 preschool students and that a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday at the playground. McCarthy School Principal Michelle Zatoli said that being able to open the refurbished playground was a dream come true. The Marblehead Current is reporting that one possible reason why Marblehead School Superintendent John Buckey was dismissed by the school committee is a report of a former girls' soccer coach unintentionally bullying players. The Marblehead paper also printed the meeting minutes from an executive session of the Marblehead School Committee that were just released yesterday. Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr visited Gloucester over the weekend. In an MSO News interview, he reflected on two experiences related to Gloucester's 400th anniversary celebrations.
Well, actually, was it two, Rick? We talked about one off-air, which was the Fisheries Heritage Celebration, which happened at the John Rhys State Fish Pier, which was 2 days of celebrating all of the things that the fisheries mean to us in Gloucester, on Cape Ann, in Massachusetts. And, Rick, it was a very well-attended event. The Saturday component of it had to do with sort of the nuts and bolts of the industry. There were demonstrations of safety equipment. There were discussions about benefits for the people that are in the fishing industry in terms of health insurance and other kinds of things. And two of my favorite parts of it, Rick, were, number one, there was a dory tipped up on its side. And in that dory was one of each of the species of brownfish that are landed in the port of Gloucester. And it was great to see them all in one place and have a couple of our captains that fish for those species talking about them to people who were visiting. And they were visiting, Rick, from all over the country. And my second favorite part of it were the fishing captains that have since retired telling stories about what it was like in older days of the fishery. Of course, the fishery still continues and is very vibrant. But it was great to hear about the days when maybe you didn't have as much technology and maybe your equipment wasn't as good and you had to rely a little bit more on what's inside rather than what's outside.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox were off last night. They'll open up a series tonight in Washington. The Patriots' next preseason game is Saturday night in Green Bay. Coach Bill Belichick speaking yesterday.
Good to get back out on the practice field here today and yesterday. Big week for us here. Head to Green Bay tomorrow. So try to keep knocking out a few things here. Training camp and then Green Bay this week. So looking forward to that trip. Been good working with Matt and his staff, and look forward to being in Wisconsin.
Joint practices this week with the Packers. The benefit of those practices?
Yeah, probably get to look at somebody else, different players, different scheme, and learn from that.
Classic Bill Belichick. Today, we're featuring another North Shore football coach as part of our summer series with the coaches. We are learning from the coaches about their playing days, followed by their transition into coaching. Today, we feature Saugus coach Steve Cummings. Right now, no specific concerns about the first day of practice on Friday.
The concerns when you get into the season, you know, you guys are going to get banged up. Okay, what are we going to do if this happens? What are we going to do? You know, so I don't really spend a lot of time worrying about things that are out of my control, you know, like... Right now, I think we've done a great job in the offseason. We've had great turnouts at our offseason workouts. Our captains have been fantastic, you know, leading. Those are the things that I look at. You know, my job is to handle, you know, the bad things when they happen. But that's never going to be my focus. You know, I'm never going to worry about when this is going to happen. Like, when it happens, we'll deal with it. But, you know, we're about, you know, we want to be positive about stuff. We want to make sure that, you know, the kids are excited about the year coming up and what we're going to be able to do with them. All that other stuff we'll handle. But as far as concerns right now, well, it's, we haven't practiced a day yet. We're still 100% healthy, so there are no concerns right now. It's just excitement and eagerness.
Saugus coach Steve Cummings just excited to get out onto the field. And do check out the posts that we put up on our website yesterday. Cummings with tons of great stories from high school football. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.